Administer 1.5 milliliters of solution subcutaneously every 28 days. Rotate injection sites and store the vial between 2 and 8 degrees Celsius. Begin by prepping the incision site with a sterile solution. Using a number 15 blade, make a 3-centimeter longitudinal incision along the marked line, taking care to avoid the median nerve. After your procedure, it's normal to feel some discomfort. You may also experience light bruising at the injection site. Be sure to follow your post-op instructions carefully. If you've just been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, you're not alone. This video will walk you through daily glucose monitoring, lifestyle changes, and how to take your medications safely. At Memorial Health, patient care starts with you. In this training, you'll learn our protocols for safety, communication, and clinical excellence, because every action you take impacts lives. In this module, we'll review the stages of diabetic retinopathy, including symptoms, diagnostic tools, and current treatment options. The Novatek 3000 is designed for portable, real-time cardiac monitoring. With Bluetooth integration and patient-friendly design, it enables remote diagnostics with clinical-grade accuracy. Living with plaque psoriasis? Ask your doctor about Dermalix, a once-weekly injection that helps reduce redness and scaling so you can feel confident in your skin again. Xarelton is indicated for the treatment of chronic plaque psoriasis in adults. Common side effects include fatigue, dry mouth, and gastrointestinal discomfort. Patients should consult their physician before starting treatment. Your heart works hard every day, so take care of it. Just 30 minutes of walking 5 days a week can lower your risk of heart disease. Small changes make a big impact.